52 degrees at 10:45. WBBM, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, everyone. It's a glorious day in the great Midwest, and I presume that it is all over the United States of America, in the West Coast, the East Coast, down in Texas, Arkansas, Arizona, wherever you are. I hope that you have plenty of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum on hand for a wonderful weekend ahead, watching your favorite football teams in action. We're going to have an opportunity today of presenting a young man that chances are you know nothing about, at least up to this moment that you don't, but you will shortly, because he has a fabulous story of success, a great background for music, and a real heart for singing. His name is Russ Miller, and he's going to be speaking to us from New York City, right after we listen to an opening record written and performed by the DeJohn Sisters. It's an oldie by now, and it's called No More. Wonderful little DeJohn Sisters with a fine song called No More, which, as we said before many times, launched their career of two little girls from Chester, Pennsylvania. Well, about 2 weeks from this weekend or thereabouts, all of you mothers and dads, of course, with little Davy Crockett's running around the house like crazy and little Susie's, will be talking in terms of tricks and treats, because the Halloween season is rapidly approaching. I want to make a suggestion to you mothers. First of all, to both of the parents, please expect the youngsters to get just a little bit raucous and wild on Halloween. It's perfectly natural. It's perfectly normal. Just keep in mind that these are the young Americans, the young people who someday will run this nation and do a wonderful job, I know. So we have to go along with some of their little imaginary schemes and ideas. And so when Halloween comes, give them the benefit of a real happy holiday. And one of the ways, of course, to do it, and I just throw this in as a sidelight to my little editorial, is that you do have plenty of Wrigley Spearmint on hand, because, of course, the kids will come knocking at your door and say, tricks or treats. And rather than get the window soaked up, I think it's a lot easier just to hand them a pack of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, because first of all, you know that it won't hurt them. It won't harm their little tummies. It's good for them. And there's nothing more refreshing or delicious in all the world for them to munch on than this wonderful product that's lived forever so long. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. But don't wait until Halloween. You take it out to the football game tomorrow, and then when your favorite team fumbles on the 1 yard line, you just chew Wrigley and you don't care. They'll score the next quarter. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. There's nothing finer. Well, let's go to New York now, because I'm just as anxious as you are to meet a young fellow whose record I heard about 3 weeks ago, and I fell in love with his singing style. His name is Russ Miller, and Russ, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Howard Miller.
Good morning, Howard. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Well, it's a great thrill for me, Russ, because I feel that I am introducing to our Columbia Network and to people and listeners all over the nation a great new singing voice. Russ, tell me a little bit about your background and beginning, will you?
Well, I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was actually found in a church. I'm an orphan. And Some very wonderful people in Pittsburgh, Fred and Gladys Miller, adopted me, brought me up, and were interested in me becoming a minister. And so from a very young age, I began thinking about becoming a preacher and started singing as a gospel singer when I was 14 years old, traveling around the country with evangelists in what is called the Sawdust Trail.
Yes, now I'm going to interrupt every so often in order that we can elaborate on the story, Russ, because it is such an exciting one. Did the doctors, when they examined you, have some idea as to how old you were when you were left on the doorstep of the church?
I was approximately about 6 months old.
Approximately
6 months old when this happened, that's right.
There was no note in the basket or no indication of who your parents were?
No, nothing at all. And the minister of the church asked his congregation if anyone would take this child, you know, in.
And yes.
My parents said they would, and I think about 9 or 10 months later, why they legally adopted me.
Well, were they people of means that they wanted extra children in the household, or were you the only child?
I was the only child. My father was a truck driver for Kaufman's department store in Pittsburgh.
I see.
And he's been there for about 30 years, and they just kind of humble folk, you know.
Yes.
And of moderate means, and they did everything they could to give me the best education they could.
Well, no, it was because of their devout Christian teachings that they gave you, of course, that you decided that you wanted to study for the ministry.
That's absolutely right, Howard.
And then you went out on the Sawdust Trail and started singing gospel songs and preaching in the tabernacles and the tents?
That's right, tents and tabernacles. And I started that, when I was about 14 years old, and each summer I would go out. I went to school in Mount Vernon, Ohio, at a private school where Bible training and so forth.
Yes.
Washington Missionary College in Washington. And I was there about a year, and they asked me to go out to Richmond, Virginia.
A qualified minister? Are you licensed or ordained?
I was a licensed minister. That isn't ordained, but that they gave me a license to preach and so forth. And
How old are you now, Ross, by the way?
I'm 25.
And how long have you been a minister or a preacher?
Well, I am not a minister now, but I was licensed when I was 18 years old.
Yes, and how long then did you preach?
I preached until I was 23. Between 22 and 23.
Yes, well, now have you left the church entirely? That is, from the standpoint of your active participation?
Yes, I left that about 3 years ago. I left as far as active participation in preaching and singing, but I still am very much interested in singing in churches, and I do occasionally. I'm going to sing this weekend in a church here in New York.
Is Pittsburgh still legally your home, Russ?
Washington, D.C. is actually, I would say, is my home at the present time.
And are these wonderful people who took it upon themselves to lead you into a great path, are they still living in Pittsburgh?
Yes, they are living in Pittsburgh. That's
and right. Is your father still driving the truck?
He's still driving for Kaufman's, that's right.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. They must be very proud of the fact that they had a feeling for you as a fondling child in a basket, and must be very happy and proud of the things that you've contributed, Russ. I'm sure that they must be.
I hope they are, anyway. I'll try to live up to what their expectations, anyway.
Well, now, Russ, have you had some formal training in pop singing, in the field of pop singing?
Well, when I left the ministry, I decided that I wanted to become a pop singer because I felt that I could, and singing is what I wanted to do, I felt I could broaden my field, and I started singing with a band in Washington, D.C., at the Wardman Park Hotel, and with Roger Mandez.
Yes.
And from there, I taught driving. I worked in a shipyard in Baltimore. There was singing kind of off and on. I did a television show in Washington and some radio work in Washington. And last year, I came to New York, and deciding that, of course, if you're going to make the big time, you've got to make it in New York City.
Yes.
And I met Jerry Field. I was singing, actually. It's very interesting, I think, that I had quit singing gospel songs for about 2 years, and a very small radio show in this town wanted a gospel singer to sing spirituals, and I was singing on the show, and Jerry Field, who discovered Sonny Gale, heard me singing on this show and decided that he'd like to handle me, and he asked me if he would manage me, and I was very happy for him, too, and he took me to Dave Capp, and, of course, from there came my record contract.
Now, of course, you're associated with the Capp Record Company, and you have one of the greatest tutors in the world who discovered talent, Mr. Dave Capp and Mickey Capp.
That's right. He's wonderful.
Well,
people.
We've got this record right here on the turntable, Russ, and I'd like to play it. Before I do, I want to say just one thing, that I think it's a wonderful philosophy that you have to divorce yourself from any feeling of sensitivity about the fact that you were an orphan, because I think that carrying this story to other orphans, to other homes that are perhaps childless, who are going to adopt children, is a great, strong, courageous story. And I hope that wherever you have an opportunity, you'll tell the story and be proud of the parents who adopted you as a fondling.
Well, I'm very proud of them, and I'm very grateful to them and to all the people that have helped me along the way.
Let's play then, Russ, this wonderful record of yours on a Cap label, and it's a beautiful song, by the way. It's called Come Spring. Russ Miller.
Come back the green and beautiful things. Come back, my love, while stars above are awakening. Come spring, come back, blue skies and birds on the wing. Bring back your heart, and mine will start to sing. For everybody knows this is the season for loving I. Loving sighs and rhymes with loving reasons. Come spring with starry nights and lovers will cling. No need to guess, our happiness can be found come spring.
Come spring.
Come love. Come spring.
That's Russ Miller, who is sitting there at Alan Dick's restaurant, the famous restaurant that we always like to visit whenever we're in New York. A lot of show folk go there. Russ, I hope you're doing a little bit of freeloading, having a free cup of coffee.
Well, we're having a cup of coffee and a couple of nice rolls here. I'm enjoying it very much.
Good. I think this is a swell song, Russ. Who found the material?
This was found by Dave. This song was written by one of his salesmen at the distributors in Cleveland.
Is that right?
And I was working in the mountains when they phoned me and told me that they'd like me to record it, and they sent it to me on a Saturday, and the following Monday night, we cut the song in New York.
What do you mean you were working in the mountains?
I was working at a resort in the mountains.
Oh.
I was up there for 10 weeks as a house MC and singer, you know.
Yes, living out here in this flat Middle West, when somebody says mountains, our ears immediately pick up because we look like pool tables out here. But it's wonderful having you as a guest on our show, Russ. I want to wish you the best of luck. I'm so very proud of the great advancement that you've made in music. You have certainly turned an obstacle or a vicissitude in this life into a great asset, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Well, thank you very much, Howard. It's a great thrill for me. This is the first time I've ever broadcast on a network coast to coast, and I'm very, very happy and very thrilled about the whole thing. I certainly appreciate it and appreciate the plugs that you've given the record.
Fine, Russ. Thank you, and you visit in Chicago real soon.
I hope to get to meet you real soon, Howard.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
That was Russ Miller speaking to you from New York, and this is Howard Miller from Chicago. No relationship, but I'd be very pleased and proud if it were. We're going to be seeing you again on Monday with a wonderful show featuring Jimmy Durante, Schnozzle Durante from the West Coast, so you make certain that you're with us. In the meantime, over the weekend, plenty of Wrigley Spearmint Gum, huh? We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Monday's guest will be Jimmy Durante. This is the CBS Radio Network.
It's always fair weather when great talent gets together.